Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Miles in the morning, every weekday until 10 a.m. 98.7 K-Loss.
I just want to play this for you once again.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Now listen, Vincent D'Onofrio, that is your new son-in-law.
Yep.
Think about that for a minute. That is your son-in-law, who, by the way, is only a year younger than you.
Yeah,
he is your son-in-law.
They've had to run through in the same Hollywood circles. Uh-huh.
There's just something very strange about that. Sean Penn got married to Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter.
Yes.
What's her?
Layla George.
Layla George.
28 years old.
They're 32 years apart from each other. That's crazy. They're further apart in age than she's had years on
in this life.
Yeah.
And that's just strange to me.
It's very strange.
Sean Penn has a daughter older than his wife.
That's the strange part for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they very well could have been in the same slumber parties and the same, like, after-school programs.
Yes.
What do they have to talk about?
That's a great point.
I mean, it's not just age gap. It's like a couple of generations gap.
Yeah, that's a cultural gap.
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, I just imagine, I mean, he's older. Maybe he just wants to go home and go to bed, and she's young and probably still wants a party.
Okay, so she's a millennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a baby boomer.
Oh. Mm.
Does she say, okay, boomer, whenever she doesn't get her way?
Like, when she doesn't get her way.
Or is that their dirty talk?
I'm like, do they have a... what if they have a baby? Do they have a baby together? Like,
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, I
mean, look at what's his name? Baldwin, Alec Baldwin.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's true. There's also a big gauge gap between he and his wife as well.
Exactly. So, how many years is too many years? 214-787-1987. Good morning.
You know, that's stretching it a bit because it isn't when you're young, it doesn't seem like it's that much different, but then as you get older, the senior member is really going to start showing. I don't know, but my wife's 4 years older than I am, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. But, you know, I don't know. I think if you get more than about 10 years difference, it can start being an issue.
So 10 years is... okay.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I are 8 years apart.
Yeah. Ooh, got
I was
going
to say five just to kind of get under your skin.
So here's the interesting thing. There's no better person to put this into perspective than your child.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter, who is eight, says, Dad.
Oh, no.
So you and mom are 8 years apart, right? And I said, yeah. She said, so when you were a senior in high school, she was in the fourth grade, right? And I was like, yeah. And so my wife says, yeah, honey, that'd be like because she's going in the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, that'd be like a junior asking you out on a date. And I was like, that's not going to happen.
No.
That's not allowed here. No.
Like when you put it in those terms, it makes it so much weirder.
I know.
And you guys met way after that.
8 years
obviously.
As a student is way different than 8 years
it
as
is.
Adult.
I know. Yeah. It's so strange when you put it.
But when you think about it like that.
Yeah.
I know. It does. It kind of puts it in perspective. Then of course, my daughter, who's eight, she says, so basically, that would be like me being with somebody who's not even born yet. And I said, well, yeah. Caleb, good morning.
I just listened to what you guys are talking about the age difference and all that.
So let me give you some perspective here. We were just doing the math, right? So Sean Penn is 32 years older than his new wife.
Right.
And she's not even been on the earth for 32 years.
He's 28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're cool with it then is what I'm feeling.
This is the way I look at stuff in life on that situation. If you can legally have a child by legal standards, meaning you was 18 when the child was conceived and born, and that child is within 3 years of your fiance's age, negative.
So the three-year rule for you.
Okay.
Yeah. At that point in time, your child can date that person, but you...
you cannot.
You can, I guess, if you want to, stand back and look, but don't get caught looking.
Yeah, I don't even know that you want to do that.
No.
I don't even know that you want to do
that. Get caught looking?
That's not a good idea.
Mm-mm. So, based off of his three-year rule, when you're 18...
Yeah.
Does that mean that, like, okay, that you turn 18 and you're allowed to have a child, okay? You can conceive at 18, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to put the math together here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So does that mean that they cannot be within 3 years, okay, if you go to 15 plus, and then I'm confused on that one.
I've heard of the seven-year rule where you divide your age by half and then add seven.
Okay.
And if that person is younger than that number, then that's a no-go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, what's the max age? What's the max gap in age that is, like, okay? And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, if you love somebody, it shouldn't matter. And age is just a number. And I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, when you've got children older than your spouse, I think there's
a little weird. Yeah.
Hey, Lucky, I need to do what you do. I need you to do what you normally do.
Perfect.
Only because I don't know what Vinci D'Onofrio's daughter looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look that
she's
up real quick?
Cute.
Sure. I can tell you just from previous Googling experience this morning that she is quite attractive.
She's very pretty.
Okay, so, I hate to do this. Can you put a side-by-side of his daughter and Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter, Sean Penn's daughter, and Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter side-by-side?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Sean Penn daughter.
So that you can compare. They actually sort of look alike. They both have kind of like light hair.
They are both very young.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very attractive.
Okay.
And
are you looking at Instagrams?
I just use the old Google machine for Sean Penn's daughter.
Yep.
They
kind of look alike, right?
They both love Sean Penn. They got that going for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What?
I just feel like there's more to that.
You think there's more?
They can't be on air.
There's some underlying
things.
I don't want to say daddy issues.
Right. Okay.
Or but it would be the opposite. It would be like daughter issues.
Oh. It is kind of weird. So they're 32 years apart.
Yes.
Sean Penn just got married to Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Vincent D'Onofrio says, hey, man, maybe daughter swap?
Ew.
Because Sean Penn's daughter is 29.
I don't know that.
And Vincent D'Onofrio is 61. It's the same exact age gap, y'all.
It is. It's the same exact thing.
You think they all go out on like daddy-daughter shopping dates together?
That's so weird. All together. Hi. Can you imagine? Hi. This is my daughter and his wife.
Uh-huh.
And this is my daughter and his girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
Does she call him daddy sometimes?
Stop. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was just wanting to comment on the age thing.
So you sound like you are younger.
Well, I sound like that. Really, I'm not.
How old are you, if I may ask?
I will be 41 this year.
Oh, so you're younger. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. So my ex-husband is actually 16 years older than me.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're 41. Yeah. That means that he'd be 56. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the age difference part of why you guys got divorced?
No, he's just crazy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe it's the midlife crisis that he was going through.
Highly possible, but I doubt it.
He's just crazy in general.
Yeah, he's just crazy. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Very good. So, but it wasn't a problem when you guys were married, though, right?
Well, I was a lot younger, and I felt like I could change him. You know, whenever you're young, you feel like you're one of
conquer
those.
Conquer the world!
Yeah.
Yeah, I can change him. He'll change for me. Yeah, no.
So how old were you when you guys got married?
I was 22.
22.
Seven, yeah.
22, yeah.
Was that weird?
Not really, because he didn't look it. He he didn't look his age and he didn't act his
Did
age,
he have kids?
So. No, no. Okay.
Previous marriage?
No. Never been married. No.
Okay. What did your friends think when they were like, y'all are hanging out, you know, you're 22, y'all are doing 22-year-old things, and here comes...
37-year-old.
Yeah, dude. Hey.
It really never came up. It was just it really never came up. But, you know, obviously my friends were like, I don't think he's the right one for you, but, you know, whenever you're young and in love, you don't listen to anybody.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Did your friends ever say, hey, when we go out this week, are you bringing your dad?
No.
I can only joke with you now because you guys got divorced and you said he's crazy. So I feel like I've got some some leeway there. All right. So 16 years, not a big deal. But these are 32. This is twice what your gap in age was. And he's got a daughter older than his new wife.
Yeah, that's just too crazy. That's like... I don't know. That kind of...
It does borderline. Make you wonder. When his daughter was like... 18 and would have friends come over, was he checking them out?
Yeah.
That's highly possible.
Ew.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Come on, man.
You know he says in the movie.
I know. I get older. You know what I like about them?
Stay the same age.
Girls, I get older, they stay the same age.
So weird. Kind of the same. I don't know. It's just weird. This whole Sean Penn thing is just kind of weird.
And he's a weird dude anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get the appeal of him. I really don't.
Like when they did the handoff at the wedding.
One dad to another.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
When he dropped his daughter off at prom, he used that as speed dating.
Yep.
All right. So weird. All right. What's your gap? We'd love to know and how it's going for you. 214-787-1987. Let's see what the record is on. Sorry.
Oh, the record.
The record, yeah. I wonder if there's anybody listening right now that can beat Sean Penn. 32-year gap with he and his new wife.
Mm. I want to hear that. I want to hear that story.
Same.
214-787-1987. Good morning. It's Miles in the morning.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Calling about that.
Also,
hey, Dad.
Yeah, man.
My second wife, we were 15 years apart.
Yep.
And it lasted for about 7 years.
Uh-huh.
We had one son together, and he's 24 now, but I was going through a midlife crisis.
So you're admitting, hey, listen, I was going through a midlife crisis, and she was young and hot, and I was like, let's go.
Right. Exactly.
Had you been married before that?
Yeah. So like I said, she was my second wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on my fourth wife now.
Huh.
So.
Are you getting younger as you go?
No, I'm getting older.
Oh, okay.
She's older.
They're wearing them out more.
Oh, okay. So you went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You went to Cougar Town instead
of. Did.
I had no communication with her. It was a hard deal.
Rebecca, here's the way it works. Is once you're on, like, number four, you start realizing, I'm tired of them taking my money.
Right.
I'm going to start marrying up so I can take their money.
That makes sense.
Life insurance policy has an expiration date much closer than if I marry the younger one.
Exactly.
There you go. Life lessons on Miles in the Morning.
I got another lesson for you.
What?
So basically he's going after something called a saber-tooth woman. It's the next level above cougar. It says a saber-tooth is a woman that is an older version of the cougar, 60 plus. So he's on the prowl for a saber-tooth.
There's the dinosaur days, isn't it?
And that's only 60 plus and you're being called a saber-tooth.
Dang. What's after that? William Emmett.
That's what I know. What comes next? I see Coyote in the mix.
Pterodactyl, probably.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.